Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and I'm delighted today to be able to speak to Joint CEO Matt Timmins of Fintel, a leading provider of fintech and support services to the UK retail financial services sector. So welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Paul, and absolutely delighted to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Well, it's great to speak to you. But anyway, big congrats on this week's acquisition of a 360 for £14.6 million from the old Aberdeen Asset Management business. But before we sort of dig into the details, I don't suppose you could just quickly remind investors of what Fintel does and the sort of secular growth drivers across the sector.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. We live and breathe the retail financial services sector. We think it's an incredibly important market. It's a great market for consumers. They've got access to thousands of different financial products from hundreds of well-capitalized manufacturers at a price and value which is really commensurate with the way the market operates and the competitive nature of that. And our job is to sit in the middle of this sort of highly regulated and highly fragmented market and to help the players in the market to do a better job. So primarily, we provide support services in fintech to thousands of intermediary businesses that are scattered all over the UK, helping them run their business in a compliant and successful way. We provide data and insights to product manufacturers, helping them understand what products are selling and what the advisors and consumers are demanding from them. And then we also help consumers by researching and rating 43,000 different financial products and giving a star rating to those products, depending upon the sort of underlying componentry of those products. So it's a rating around the quality of the product. So we help the sort of three main components of the market, if you like, which are financial intermediaries, product manufacturers, and consumers. And the UK is really different to many other markets. So 80% of all investments and 80% of all mortgages end up in the hands of a consumer through a financial intermediary of some description. So it's a heavily intermediated market. And as I said, because of that, highly fragmented and highly regulated. And we understand all those sides of the market, from the products through to regulation, through to distribution. And we come and connect everyone with our platform together.
So if I'm basically a an individual, which I am, unfortunately, my portfolio hasn't done too well this year, but 55, coming up to retirement, say, in 10 years' time, I'm running my own pension scheme. I haven't got a defined benefit. It's a defined contribution. I have an IFA, and I say to him, look, I'm looking to retire in 10 years. Does your platform basically, he'd be one customer of that to help me, to help create a model portfolio for me to make sure I can retire comfortably when I hit the 65 or 66 button?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, under that example, we would hopefully be helping your IFA run their business day in, day out, giving them all the tools that they need to run that business, giving them compliance advice, helping them with their returns to the regulator, helping them get professional indemnity insurance, making sure they've got a CRM in their business to record client data. They've got a web presence so that you can log on and get details of your portfolio. Then we'd be providing them with all the technology they need to give you the advice. So you'd go on a financial planning journey, you'd look at your cash flow, you'd maybe look at some pension switching advice and that kind of stuff. And then you'd trade your various different financial instruments via a platform of some description. And all the way through that process, we'd be providing services and technology to your IFA to help them do the job for you.
Right.
So, you've got to remember these businesses are often relatively small in terms of scale. So they might have three or four advisors and a couple of support staff. And what they need outside of that is lots of different pieces of advice and technology to help them do the job. And so we do that on a membership basis where they pay a small sort of percentage of turnover, 2.5%. And for that, we give them all that sort of back office help and support. You know, in the average IFA these days uses 9 different pieces of software just to give advice to a client. So albeit the practice may be relatively small, but the complexities are huge. And so, you know, I've got 9 people just working in my pensions department who understand, you know, the various different pension schemes and taxation rules from, you know, from the last 50 years plus. Yeah. You can't replicate that in a small business, but you can tap into us for a small amount of money and get access to all that support. So that's where the business really comes into its own. It's that sort of network style effect, if you like, where, you know, you outsource a little bit of that to us and we help you with it. And then the advantage for us is the more and more firms that join the platform, the more and more resource and tech that we can start to provide to those firms.
Right.
And the more data that we can drive and the more data we drive, the more we've got a voice with the manufacturers about helping them understand what's happening in the market.
When you say manufacturers, you mean product providers, the likes of basically Aviva and Schroders and these guys?
Absolutely. So we deal with banks and builder societies through the mortgage division. We deal with life insurers, pension providers and investment houses through the IFA and wealth division. And then we deal with general insurance partners and price comparison websites as well. So it's across the whole spectrum. Yeah.
And so in that context, how does the 360 acquisition fit into that sort of vision of, you know, getting the building blocks into place to be able to then sell more services and more products into the same customer to increase that share of wallet?
Sure. I mean, I guess, first of all, 360 is a phenomenal business. We've been tracking that business for, it must be over 15 years. We don't give up. No, they've been a competitor of ours for a long time. And, you know, we've had a huge amount of respect for the team there. And the quality of the individuals in the business is phenomenal. And they've got some great clients. You know, they've got sort of around 900 firms, 10,000 advisors. They tend to deal with a lot of wealth management businesses. So a great firm. And when we look at acquisitions for Fintel, we look at acquisitions in sort of two primary ways. One is a business that can add tech and capability to what we do to strengthen out this connected platform. And then the other side of that, which is where 360 fit, is about bringing scale to the business. So this just increases the scale absolutely massively as far as we're concerned. So, you know, we provide services now to over 15,000 advisors when you add in the 360 business. So the scale is huge. And as I said, because of that sort of flywheel effect of the business, the greater the scale of the business, the more intermediaries using the platform, the richer the data set becomes. It just helps all parts of the business grow. So yeah, it's a big scale play for us. And competence play, you know, the people within the business are great. So it adds a lot of IP to us as well.
Yeah. And I guess it's sort of like it creates those barriers to entry for sort of competitors, because effectively the smaller operators, they can't basically compete by giving which you're offering an end-to-end service. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So, yeah, it creates barriers to entry. It provides more data and insight and scale and adds that flywheel effect. So, you know, it's a wonderful business to acquire. Yeah. And, you know, it fits neatly and completely into what we do.
Yeah. Well, you bought it at a very good price, actually, because I did notice it was 2.2 times sales. Mm-hmm. Compared to Fintel, which is actually about 3 times or just over 3 times sales. Can you just talk about whether it's going to be earnings accretive, or it certainly looks value accretive, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, over the long term, we've clearly bought it to be an earnings accretive business, and it's value accretive straight away. Yeah. I think, you know, it's one of the difficult aspects of being a listed business is, you know, every 6 months you've got to show your results in front of the market, and investors are impatient. They want you to turn things around quickly, which I completely understand. But I think with a business like this, you can expect sort of it to take really 12, 18 months for us to get properly under the skin of the business, make sure that we're giving additional services and benefits and technologies to their firms. And then you'll start to see that come through in the earnings. So I would, you know, I'd suggest a bit of patience required on this one. It's a great business, and one which we know long-term will be a phenomenal addition to Fintel.
Yeah, well, if you've tracked it for 15 years, then it's obviously something you wanted. In terms of that integration, then, what's happening to the existing management team and sort of like onboarding their clients and obviously the employees?
Yeah, the existing management team and all the employees that we know so far are coming with the business. So we're delighted. It's a big part of the businesses like 360 is the quality of the management team. You know, again, the team have been in place for over a decade. They have spent and continue to spend their time with their clients. They know them incredibly well. And that's not something that we want to disrupt. You know, our sort of the sort of background of the acquisitions we've made and the history in acquiring businesses, we've always kept management teams in place because we believe that, first of all, the brand is really strong. And that's what consumers decided to buy into, or intermediaries in this case. And the management team have been running it successfully for the last decade or more. So why change that? Yeah. Where we want to create additional value for all is by bringing the quality of our platform and technology to the 360 customer base. And then you also look at some of the operational areas. So you look at things like HR and you look at things like finance and operations and say, can we make some benefits of scale here amongst the businesses that we've got? But primarily, you leave the customer-facing functions and the management team in place, delivering to their clients.
Yeah, and culturally, there's a good fit there, is it? Teams have got the same ambitious sort of like desire and strategy that they want to grow and get that flywheel moving.
Absolutely, great fit. And as I say, not only have we tracked it for 15 years, but we've known their team for the last 15 years. There is a real high level of cultural alignment between the businesses. And being Huddersfield and Manchester, we're not too far away from each other as well. So, you know, location benefits as well.
Yeah, good sporting heritage back there, absolutely, that's for sure. Yeah. In terms of funding it, is it coming from the sort of the bank facilities or your own cash or combination?
Yeah, it's coming through from the RCF that we've got in place with the three banks that we have. And, you know, the business, we're incredibly cash generative. So we're going to have to dip into that RCF for the acquisition. And then we'll pay that back relatively quickly, given the cash flows of the business. So, yeah, we're really comfortable.
Good. Well, I know you can't say too much in terms of trading because you've got your H1, the trading update coming out in later this month for that first 6 months. But just broadly, if you push the clock sort of like, you know, 5 years, where are you hoping to get the company? Because I was just looking at the broker notes. You're looking at about 70 million turnover currently. And I was just trying to put that in context of a total addressable market or market share. But I was just saying, how do you see that sort of development over that longer term? And nobody's going to hold you to it, but where would you love to see the business be aspirationally, say, in 5 years' time?
Yeah, it's a really good question. We're trading well at the moment. So we have got in the 30th of July, we'll be coming out with a sort of pre-close announcement. And, there'll be no surprises there. So the business is trading well. When you look over the long term, there are a few things that we've invested into recently that I think are going to be really important for the growth. So, as I say, we've got the 360 business, which over time will generate significant profits for Fintel. We've invested a lot of DevEx and CapEx into a product called Matrix 360, which is a product for the general investment market, general insurance market, that we have been building for the last 2.5 years. So we've built that internally at an internal cost of the business. And that is selling an enhanced product to an existing customer base that we believe will change the revenues and profits of that part of the business quite dramatically. So I think Matrix 360 is a big part of our growth. This is about making sure that general insurance providers have access to multiple data points so they can compare their car insurance product, let's say, with another car insurance product, that they can bring in economic data into that. They can bring in weather data. They can bring in claims history data. So it really helps the general insurance providers to understand the qualities of their product and what's happening in the market. So I think that's going to be a big growth engine for us. We've got Planner business, which is we've been incubating that CRM business for the last 12 months. That's going incredibly well. And we believe there's a great future in Planner and in CRM technology in the market. And then we've also got our enterprise sales that we've embarked on. So now we have the connected platform together. We've acquired the businesses that we have over the last 12, 14 months. The next job then is to connect those businesses together via two-way API integrations and go out and sell the connected platform to larger intermediary businesses.
Yeah.
And we're already working on a couple of interesting deals in that space. So I think you've got growth in technology, you've got growth in the planner business, growth in the Matrix 360 product, and growth in 360. Mm. On top of that, you've got our new investment into Mortgage Brain, which is a sourcing and CRM tool in the mortgage space. And we've got a lot of customers that are mortgage brokers. And a really big, important part of our business is our Simply Biz mortgage business. And I think that MBL will add massively to the growth there as well. Mm. So multiple different growth opportunities, all of which we've been cultivating or incubating or growing over the last 12 or 14 months. And are now going to start to bear some fruit for us. So yeah, look forward 5 years' time. You know, I think that the turnover number you mentioned, particularly the EBITDA, you know, we'll smash through those numbers relatively quickly.
That's my kind of music. Yeah, I mean, that you just described all the organic growth. You then got the M&A on top, and I guess at some point, because if interest rates ever come down, the mortgage market will start to improve, and then if nothing else, the financial services industry becomes less complicated. There's always things like the consumer duty on it, which requires you guys' expertise. So lots of good secular tailwinds there.
I think the market's got some really good secular tailwinds, and I've been part of Fintel Simply Biz since 2002 when we launched, so over 20 years. This business has never been in a better position than it is now. You know, there are always been growth opportunities, and we have always been able to look forward and see one or two areas of the business we expect to grow well. Mm. There's at least five or six now that we expect to be high growth, you know, over the years to come. I don't think we've ever been in a better position.
Yeah. It's a good place to finish on. Then the strong get stronger. So big congrats on the £14.6 million acquisition of 360, and very much look forward in touching base again for the half year trading update right at the end of July. So thanks again, Matt, and you can have a nice glass of wine over the weekend, I think.
Perfect. Well, it's my birthday today, Paul, so I'll actually take you up on that. So thank you.
21 again, eh?
I wish, absolutely. Okay.
Thanks
Delighted
a lot.
Delighted to meet you. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.